All over the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend these virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, and Shining World Invention Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. On today's program, we once again feature the laudable contributions of Help for Wildlife to bettering the welfare of Australia's animals. Based in the southeastern Australian state of Victoria, Help for Wildlife is a non-profit grassroots volunteer group which offers a variety of emergency services to distressed animals. The service is offered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anywhere within the state. Their operators receive 18,000 calls for assistance annually. Help for Wildlife also offers information to the public about protecting koalas, owls, kangaroos, etc., in order to foster greater understanding of and respect for our animal co-inhabitants.
Good afternoon, this is Help for Wildlife. You've got an echidna in the yard, have you? Okay. And he's burrowed in, has he? Okay. And do you have any dogs? If you'd be kind enough to leave the little guy there, leave him in peace, but take the dogs away or put them inside for a few hours, well out of the way, you will find that the echidna will toddle off when he's ready. Yeah, they're great. But they do wander around a lot, and at this time of the year, they're just looking for their last lot of food before they go into hibernation. Okay? Right, if there's any problem, though, you call me back. And thank you for the call. Bye.
Help for Wildlife provides wonderful care for wild animals in need of rescue, whether the cause is a road accident, an oil spill, illness, etc. However, recently their primary focus has been tending to the countless animals suffering as a result of the devastating bushfires or wildfires which swept throughout Victoria in February 2009. Ms. Denise Garrett, director of the organisation, describes the months following the fires.
A lot of it went by in a blur of pain and agony because we're all so close to it. It was all within our home ground. We were one of the first rescue teams on the ground, and I don't honestly feel that we have words in our vocabulary to describe what we saw and even more so what we felt. It was unreal. It was unreal, and that still stays. This rescue and recovery work that we are undertaking now will go on for months and months. At the moment, we're still also feeding out because winter's coming in, there's no food, there's no shelter, and those poor animals out there are starving, so most of our nights are spent doing food drops.
The fires completely destroyed thousands of hectares of forests and bushland. Recovery of the habitats will take time.
Here, the ground is not regenerating. In some areas it has, and starting to, but in this area, no, there's nothing. There is no food and there's no cover. As we will see, the ground cover that you're looking at now is a moss, which has no nutritional value at all. The animals that are left in this particular area are wallabies and wombats. And we've been able to ascertain their health and check their ages by their footprints and their faeces that they're leaving behind now. So what we're looking at here is absolute, complete and utter devastation. There is no cover, no protection from this freezing weather. and no food. And what we're trying to do with a group of volunteers, this wonderful group, is we're bringing down food for them, suitable food, where we're not introducing weeds into an area that is very, very sensitive, and where I have erected a few little shelters.
Some of the animals which normally live up in the trees, such as possums, do not know where to turn for protection and safety. Help for Wildlife is lovingly providing comfort to the survivors.
We were right out in the bush yesterday on the fringes of the burnt areas at a place called St Andrews, which is in the Nillumbik Shire. They were very, very badly hit by these recent fires. And we were erecting some possum boxes and nesting boxes in some of the gum trees right on the very fringes of the burnt area. I think we finished about 9:30 last night.
Over the past several months, groups of volunteers have been working constantly to provide food, water, shelter and medical care to the affected animals.
We've formed into teams and we're moving around many kilometres, still seeking, and would you believe there's still animals coming out of that fire area? Mainly wombats have survived. The ones we're getting now are very weak. And one of the great things is that we're working with members of the community. It's been wonderful, really. It's of all the sadness and the pain, there have been some good things come out of this.
After these messages, we will learn more about the noble works of Help for Wildlife and also feature the presentation of the prestigious Shining World Compassion Award to this splendid organisation. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
It was rescued today. I've called him Stephen after the man who rescued him. He's a very calm little boy. He's just on 6 months old. And you can see there, he's all snug in there, warm and quiet. Missing his mum, of course. Isn't he beautiful? He's an Eastern Grey. He's going to be with me now for the next 2 years. It's a long term with the little kangaroos. He's going to grow up with a new little family.
Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, and our program on Help for Wildlife, a community-based volunteer group based in Victoria, Australia, which offers emergency assistance to our animal friends. Denise Garrett, director of the group, still finds time in her very busy schedule to inform others about protection and care of our precious animal co-inhabitants. She is currently teaching a course at the North Melbourne Institute of TAFE, that's Technical and Further Education.
I'm lecturing now on wildlife rehabilitation. The age group is just phenomenal. They're from teenagers right through to a lady that's 70. And it's the most rewarding thing that I can put back in, the knowledge and the experience that I've had, I can pass on. I can see these young folk, they are our future. They will be the ones that will take up the cloak and they'll be the ones that will move forward and protect our wildlife.
So there's a real interest there in looking after the wildlife with the young people?
Oh, enormous. It's enormous. It's great and it's growing, which is even better.
Help for Wildlife has a major new construction project underway. The future facility will house a veterinary hospital, a nursery and an educational area. And now, as a result of the fires, another function will be added.
We're building a wildlife education and rehabilitation centre, one of the first of its kind. But since the fires, we've changed plans slightly and I'm now putting in a burns unit so that we can actually treat a lot more burnt animals. Everyone's learnt from these fires in many, many different ways and we have to be prepared to deal with them.
Touched by the courageous and outstanding endeavours of Help for Wildlife to safeguard the animals of Victoria, and in addition to a kind-hearted $5,000 Australian contribution she previously made to the organisation to support its mission, Supreme Master Ching Hai has bestowed the Shining World Compassion Award, upon this exceptional group. Here is an excerpt from a letter to Denise Garrett from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Dear Miss Garrett, it is with great pleasure and gratitude that we present to Help for Wildlife the Shining World Compassion Award. This award is presented in recognition of your tremendous kindness and heroically loving efforts to protect Victoria's wildlife. Such devotion to our co-inhabitants elevates both the human and animal kingdoms, bringing us one step closer to harmonious and sustainable living, which will help save our planet. Though operating under difficult and heartbreaking conditions, you worked mightily to save all you could. When one lady who had lost her family and her home brought you in a lyrebird with a burnt eye, she implored you to save it. Her anguished cry was, "I want something to live." You made it happen for her. Working 24/7 in makeshift conditions with true dedication, you made it happen again and again. We hereby applaud and celebrate the compassionate deeds of Help for Wildlife and all its magnificent staff. May heaven's blessings and grace shower upon you abundantly. With great honour, loving blessings, the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
On Supreme Master Ching Hai's behalf, our association members provided many gifts to Help for Wildlife, including a selection of her DVDs, CDs and books, including the number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds. Ms. Garrett was particularly delighted with these vibrant and colourful books.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
The highlight of the day was the presentation of the magnificent Shining World Compassion Award. The following is what is inscribed in part of the beautiful crystal plaque that was given. In recognition of outstanding dedication to the care of our animal friends in need and unconditional pure-hearted love and compassion, creating a haven of heavenly warmth and kindness on earth. With sincere gratitude for tireless life-saving service and boundless loving devotion to our precious wildlife co-inhabitants.
I'm so honoured. Thank you so much. Oh, I really am so honoured. On behalf of our wildlife and all of the hundreds of wildlife carers throughout this country, thank you so much.
Ms. Garrett had a heartfelt message for Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I would like to say thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, and I, on behalf of all of us that are out there caring for our wildlife and our animals, thank you so very, very, very much. I'm very humbled, actually. Thank you.
Heaven bless Ms. Denise Garrett, her staff, and all the amazing volunteers at Help for Wildlife who have rescued so many innocent animals in Victoria. It was an honour having you with us for this edition of the Shining World Compassion Award series on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May all animals on our planet be loved and respected.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW